You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
2 months ago, on December 13th, the Conservative government quietly slashed nearly $53 million worth of annual funding to immigrant settlement organizations. While the cuts are nationwide, at least 85% of them will be from Ontario programs. At the same time, immigrant settlement services in BC are losing over $8 million. The cuts will be put into effect as of March 30th this year. The South Asian Women's Centre in Toronto is losing nearly 70% of their funding. Kripa Shakar is the executive director of the centre, and she has been organizing against the cuts. Red Eye Collective member Maria Per's daughter spoke to Kripa Shakar. The interview first aired on Worm's Eye View Grassroots News at CJSF 90.1 FM.
Can you tell me about the centre? What's your mandate?
Our mandate is, you know, we provide holistic services, but our focus is settlement. We were founded in 1982, and we have been in business for the last 28 years. But actually, it was started by a group of volunteers in 1979. So a group of women, South Asian women, committed to making sure that the issues related to South Asian women and their families was addressed because South Asian women were on the margin. And I'm happy to say that, in fact, today we are further ahead. Not very much. The issues are still the same. But at least I can say that we have got our name out there and are able to provide services in 17 South Asian languages to a very large client. We also have two other office spaces, satellite offices, which we run with the help of other community agencies that have been able to give us the space. One is in the Malvern area, where we have a very large Tamil client base. And so our the Tamil counselor there sees a very high volume of Tamil clients, as well as an office space in Scarborough, where the Punjabi Hindi counselor goes one day a week, and the Tamil counselor goes another day a week. And they, too, are very busy. The volume of clients at the center here is very high, with the Bengali clients, the Tibetan clients, and the Tamil clients. So these are our highest volume of clients. In addition, we have clients, like I said, from many other language streams. Hindi, Urdu, Punjabi is our next, you know, highest stream. In addition, we also provide services to any client who comes to us. We have had a number of clients from the Portuguese community, from the Korean community, from the Vietnamese community, from the Caribbean community. So our doors are open to any client.
Specifically, what are the kinds of services that you provide? What does a day look like at the South Asian Women's Center?
So a day at the center would be, you know, when you would find people coming in for settlement services, whether it's a newcomer who has been brought in by a relative who has been served in this by the center previously, and who's bringing another relative or a friend for a service, whether it is to get a health card, whether it is to get a social insurance number, whether it is to help connect this family with schools and get their children into schools, whether it is to provide them with some legal support services, for example, notarization, etc., whether it is to fill out applications for sponsoring their family members, like their parents or their grandparents, etc., whether it is to provide them with help, with assistance in filling out, you know, their citizenship applications, and to do citizenship classes with them in small groups. So these are the kinds of services that are provided, and they're provided through linguistically appropriate and culturally sensitive.
I understand that you will lose nearly 70% of your funding as a result of these recent cuts. How will that affect what kinds of services you're able to provide?
I believe there will be a huge gap in services. We are the only South Asian women's center in the GTA. Now, there may be other agencies serving South Asian women, but they may do it, it may be one part of their service. You know, this is clearly our mandate. There will be a huge gap in services. There will be a huge feeling of isolation among within the community. You know, this is something that we have tried to, create as little of a barrier as possible for newcomers who come into this city and who try to find their way around. We try to assist them in getting their feet off the ground. And then, you know, once they're able to do that, most of them are extremely successful and have contributed greatly. I can also say that, you know, immigrants, even before they come into the country, they've already paid their way. They pay to come here, right? They pay for their visas. They pay their landing fees. So, you know, they start off by paying, you know. So, and they are tax-paying citizens. I mean, they are tax-paying individuals just like everybody else. And they deserve services like everybody else does. I don't see how we can leave them out in the cold and expect other agencies to pick up the pieces when other agencies also are being cut back. So they may not be funded, they may not be defunded 100%, but they're still being defunded by a certain percentage. So when you are defunding so many agencies, when you're cutting back so many agencies, there is definitely going to be a gap in services. It's impossible not to see the map. A large number of the agencies that they've cut are ethno-specific agencies as well. We have a certain uniqueness. We have a certain expertise in serving the communities. We have a global bridging that we provide, you know, because we come from those countries and we have lived in Canada. So therefore, we are able to understand both cultures, and the transition becomes easier for those communities there.
Could you tell me, what is the federal government's official line of reasoning behind the funding cuts?
I mean, the story changes every day. There's reallocation to other provinces. Then there's the issue around the fact that these agencies are not that there are newer agencies and that we're not in the right neighborhoods, etc. So there's all kinds. We really don't know the reason why we have not been funded. Because as far as we know, we've exceeded our client targets. What the minister did say, one of the things that CIC has said, actually, the department, that the numbers in Toronto have been lower. But in fact, when you look at the 2010 numbers, they are in fact higher than they have been in previous years.
So they're cutting funding even though the total population of South Asian immigrants is going up.
Yes, South Asian and other immigrants. I'm talking about all our, you know, all the agencies. But we have exceeded our targets that were set by CIC that we signed off on a contract. And even for this year, we've already exceeded our targets. We've already sent them into the department. We are very accountable. We have to provide month-to-month reports and month-to-month financial reports. And month-to-month financial, it's not even a report. It's a financial claim sheet. So we spend the money, then we claim from them. And any money that they have a question about, right away they will flag it for us. And, you know, we have to provide backup information like invoices, cancel checks every month. So this is done on a monthly basis. So we are extremely accountable. There's a lot of unanswered questions that need to be answered. And we're not getting any clear answers from CIC, for that matter, or from, it's just a whole lot of issues that keep coming up. Every day there's a new issue. The first time it was about reallocating funds to Alberta, to the prairie regions. The second time round, it was the fact that these agencies were not performing, when in fact we had exceeded our targets and we are all accountable agencies. Our agency has gone through a federal audit and come out of it. So I don't really know what their reasoning is. We don't expect that they're going to be reversing this decision. We have no idea.
Yeah, because I was extremely surprised to learn that they're doing this.
Our agency is one of those agencies that has actually been invited by the minister's department to come for various announcements that have been made, and we have showed up for those announcements. So we were actually really shocked by this fact, you know. So the fact of the matter is that we were relevant at that time and are not relevant now.
How are you organizing against the funding cuts in Ontario?
Oh, there's a lot of organizing. We have a petition going around. Our local politicians and members of parliament have taken it up. Minister Hoskins, who's the provincial minister of immigration, is in, right now he's negotiating with the federal government on the new Canada-Ontario Immigration Agreement, or COIA as it is called. I believe we have a lot of community support. In fact, the community is quite upset. We've had about three or four press conferences where the community has showed up in large numbers to voice their concerns. But I don't believe the minister is swayed by any of this, nor is the department.
I recognize that you're facing tremendous challenges in the short term, but taking a long-term perspective, beyond just resisting these cuts, what's your vision for how the government could support your and other immigration settlement services in the long run?
How are they going to? I mean, the way immigration is going, I don't know that settlement service. And next year there's going to be more cuts. That's what we know in Ontario, at least, there's, or across the country. They've taken on a national strategy in terms of funding. So definitely there are going to be more cuts. It's not something that is going to go away. I think we need to come together to help people understand what this means for newcomers who are arriving in this country and who would be left without any support whatsoever.
That was Kripa Shekhar. She's the executive director of the South Asian Women's Center in Toronto. She was speaking with Red Eye Collective member Maria Pearsdaughter. To learn more about this issue and how you can get involved, you can go to rewindthecuts.ca. And now we're going to hear the group Finjan with Dancing on Water.